Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The Bachelor, under fire. Who says they were manipulated? Plus, wild new interviews with Billy Porter, Zendaya, and Tiffany Haddish.
Oh! I want to know. There you go. Yeah, yeah, try that booty.
Hello, Daily Pop is here to bring you some fun on your Monday. Okay, one of your favorite reality stars is joining us live with a surprise announcement, and to be honest, I don't even know who the guest is. It's a surprise to me and Kim as well. Just as the only one who knows who's coming.
It's going
to
be good. It's going to be good. I'm going to give you hints at the top of every vlog.
Okay, what's our hint?
To help you.
Huh? Boy or girl?
Both. That's your hint for the day.
We have a duo surprise guests. Oh. I like it. Okay. Oh. But first, why was Meghan Markle's name removed from her son's birth certificate? This was everywhere this weekend. You guys, the UK Sun published what it says is Archie's birth certificate and the name Rachel Meghan has been removed. Instead, it says Archie's mother as Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Sussex. Now, Harry's name is still listed. Meghan's spokesperson tells E she did not make the change. It was the palace. Buckingham Palace is not commenting. What is going on here?
Honey, that crown is something else. Let me tell you something. They do what they want to do, don't they?
Yeah.
Now, I look at it like, oh, that's what you're doing? Because the family's black, maybe. I'm thinking this whole thing, oh, we got a black. Because if you watch the show, The Crown, they had some mentally challenged people in the family. And not only did they remove them, they removed them out the family, put them in a mental institute, and then they found out later. So that crown is nothing to mess with. And I think as a mother, she should go back and change it.
I'm confused. Yeah. So we did a little digging here. Princess Diana's name also not on the birth certificate. It says the Duchess of Wales or Princess of Wales. I'm sorry if I'm getting that wrong. Mm-hmm. And then, but Kate Middleton's name is on the birth certificate. And then now Meghan Markle's isn't. So Diana and Meghan both don't have their names on the birth certificate.
Who we approve of and who we don't. Look at both of their lives.
Oh my God. And apparently, what I'm reading and what I've gathered is that Meghan's name was originally on the birth certificate, and the change came only days before they announced that they were splitting from William and Kate in the charity situation. You remember when they wanted to have their own charitable Instagram and their own endeavors? That's when the whole thing went down. I just don't understand how legally they can do that when the mother is still around and still present. But they are the firm.
It is the palace. They kind of write the laws, so maybe they have a loophole there. They can do things.
They can do what they want to do.
But it's so bizarre to me, and I feel for Meghan in this situation, because if that really is true, it was because she was completely overridden. I don't know. I feel some sort of way. You take my name off that birth certificate. I worked real hard pushing that baby out. Don't you dare take that name out.
Honey, let me tell you something. I hope their next baby come a chocolate with red hair. Yes, I do.
I'm wondering if this really started the move to becoming expedited Harry and Meghan leaving the royal family, because I feel like if someone did that to me, I would feel like I would have to leave this place earlier than I expected. Like, in the middle of a storm, in a pandemic, in the middle of the worst moments of our lives.
Now, I don't know. So back to Megan's reps, like the statement that they gave out about this, at the end of it, it said something like, you guys are creating, like, there's a lot more important things going on in the world. Let's not create a story out of a non-story.
Yes.
Oh. Kind of.
Is that what they said?
Yeah, and so I'm like, I feel like maybe Megan's wasn't a, that almost makes me sound like, not that she had anything to do with it, but was a passive about it. Like, whatever, if that's what y'all want to do, that makes y'all feel better about yourselves, you go ahead and you change my name.
But I'm what about the next baby?
I think she secretly loves that title more than anything. She's like, her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Sussex, is your mother. I think we're like, oh my God. They took her name off the birth certificate. And she's like, I don't mind her Royal Highness. So I hope that we're not starting, you know, mess gassing her up for something that she didn't even want to fight for.
But what will happen with the second child? Since they're not physically there, she might have her child here and she will be in charge of it. Then we'll know the truth.
Yes.
Does she put her name on it or does she put her title?
I bet you she puts her Royal Highness.
Let's have a bet right now, today, Daily Pop.
$20. I bet you she puts her Royal Highness.
I say her name.
I'm going to go with both of them. Okay. Her Royal Highness, Meghan Markle.
This ain't like an AKC dog name where it has to be 42 letters. Like, you got to keep it real concise on that birth certificate.
All right. Well, let's move on to this story, you guys. Justin Timberlake turned 40 yesterday, and his wife, Jessica Biel, posted a very sweet message on Instagram saying it's happy birthday to her love. She also... Another thing that we should note is that it's the anniversary for JT today about his infamous Nipplegate Super Bowl performance. Oh. It's been 17 years since that very famous nipple showing with Miss Janet Jackson. At the time, Justin did not get too much backlash, but Janet, of course, definitely did. Do you guys think that this affected her career forever?
You know what I think? I truly believe, and I said this on Friday, when someone is the first to go through something,
come on,
we don't know how to react, and we don't have the tools to help them get back to where they were supposed to be. Janet was the first person that the FCC was like, you guys, this is too much. Mm-hmm. You've done it on the National Super Bowl. We are not happy with this. And we felt like we had to condemn somebody. Mm-hmm. Just because it was Janet's titty doesn't mean that it should have been Janet's fault. But I think a lot of times in situations, women do take the blame for men.
And she did.
But I think if this would have happened in 2017, 2020, nobody would have cared.
But what are you talking about? It just happened on Daily Pop. We just showed it. Yeah. We just showed it with no problem here. Yeah. So that's how far we've come. I mean, now we have the WAP and the whatever else and the Megan Thee Stallion and the
100%.
We got the award show and the booties out.
We had Lil Kim walk on MTV with a nipple pasty and had Diana Ross fluff it on live television.
There we go. Whenever Miley Cyrus danced with the foam finger, that was still ginormous. That was huge. Yeah. Everybody freaked out about that.
That's because Miley Cyrus's people wanted people to freak out about it. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the FCC. In 2004, the FCC had more troops on the ground than we had in Iraq the whole 25 years. Okay? Like, they were ready. Like, parents were ready. They were outraged. I just feel like now, exactly, with the foam finger, Miley Cyrus didn't go into hiding. Miley Cyrus didn't have to sit with Oprah and apologize and talk about what she did. Oh. Miley Cyrus got up the next day, saw her record sales go through the air,
did it
again. She said, now I'm butt naked on her bowling ball. I'm riding it.
Okay, so what's Janet's reparations? I mean, come on, she did suffer some backlash there. He suffered nothing.
Yeah,
he
but went that on. Was, it was, she was the first.
It was probably his idea.
Mm. Oh, I'm sure we'll finally get
We're
it.
We're going to do this, and oh, this is going to be great, and watch, because it's not really, you got a covering. It's going to be great. She's like, oh, this will be great.
Mm. Yeah. You
know, if she wasn't a Jackson, I think it would have been worse.
If she wasn't a Jackson, it wouldn't have been worse. But I will say, and I think that he made a mistake, if Justin Timberlake, his Super Bowl performance was okay. You know what I mean? Like, I was waiting for some nostalgia. I was waiting for some NSYNC moments. But other than that, it was still good. What would have been even better in a monumental moment is if he would have gave Janet that second time to come out and do that all over again.
Oh, when he came back and did a second Super Bowl
Could
performance?
You yeah, imagine in absolutely. 2018 when he came back and did that second performance if yeah. Janet and her titty had came back?
Did you say?
Sorry.
They would never. They would never have let him. I don't think. I just still think that there's as you go back to like the SEC. I just think it's like the network doesn't want to risk that, and I think that they just would not. Maybe let her come back, but man, she'd be in a frickin' turtleneck and like more than any other artist because of what happened. I think that there is still that like safety net that networks feel like they have to protect, especially with the Super Bowl, because it's such a public sport as far as like all ages watch it. It's supposed to be kid friendly as well as like adult friendly. Right. It's a whole thing.
Jennifer Lopez, love her to death, in 2020, got on a stripper pole, did this, and gave you her life.
Yes.
When you're doing the
Why
Super Bowl.
Why did that not feel like anything to me? Is
because,
it just, I'm just so
it's
desensitized
2020.
Because I was like,
because
that didn't bother
on.
Me
because
at all.
We've seen so much on television.
Yeah.
The FCC, NFL, Fox, all of those people have to watch you rehearse time and time again. They want to see the costumes. They want to see the costumes in motion. They want to see what you're using. They want to hear the language. They want you to pre-record it. All of it. If he would have said, Janet's going to come on. Mm-hmm. This is what we're wearing. This is how we're doing this. No surprises. Pepsi would have been like, we will insure it. This will be the biggest thing.
It would have, everybody
ever.
Would have been watching
the weekend
everything.
Have a sexy miss in his performance.
The Weeknd is going to come out on a giant Grammy. He's going to come out from the bottom of the stage. That's what the $7 million was spent on.
All right, you guys, coming up, Tiffany Haddish is telling us how she keeps it happy with her man Common, and plus the Bachelor star who says they were manipulated on the show. Plus, we have this surprise guest today.
Yes.
A big reality star is joining us live with some breaking news. Stick around.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're going to kick off today's Pop of Love with a little controversy. All right, The Bachelor is under fire. Former Bachelorette star Jed Wyatt says he was highly manipulated on the show and deeply affected by it. He also says he never cheated on Hannah B., despite what people think. This all comes after another former contestant, Dylan Barber, claimed the producers made Jed look bad. Now, E! News has reached out to Dylan, Jed, ABC, and Chris Harrison. We hit them all up. Nobody wrote back. But do you think contestants expect to be manipulated, or do you think it catches them off guard?
By the way, I love how we called Chris Harrison, and he's like, I'm just a host.
I have nothing to do with this. He is an executive producer. And he has something to do with it.
You know what? If you were on the show through seasons 1 through 5, I could understand how it would catch you off guard. But this show has been going on for 25 seasons, right? 25 seasons?
Yes.
You should know what you're signing up for.
But you don't know because you feel like, oh, that's it. What you see is what you get. People don't know, and I say just regular everyday people who have not been on a reality show or TV show, that you're coming in, I'm just going to be me, and they forget about the editing, what we have to cut out for time or how it's going to look. Say I say something on here right now. Oh, I can't stand that outfit. And then I say, but it's so gorgeous on you. They cut off, it's so gorgeous on you.
Right.
All the audience sees is, I can't stand that outfit.
100%.
You know that
happens, and I also feel like the producers, I don't know if they manipulate, but they're yes guys, right? They're encouraging you. They know what makes good TV. So if you come to me, how many times do we go to our friends and we say like, okay, this is what I'm thinking. My ex is at the bar. I'm going to show up and I'm just going to be like wearing this bralette. And like, what do you guys think if I just show up and I'm like wearing this bralette? It's going to be hot, right? He's going to love it. And then it's like, you either have your friends that are your yes men. They're like, go for it. Because they know it's going to be a disaster, but they think it's going to be fun as they're not really your nice friends. Well, those are the producers because they're saying, go for it.
Go for it.
Do it. He's going to love it. love it. It's going to be
It's going to hit. It's
and
be
even
hit.
If the girl's like, you know, but I think all the other girls might not like me if I do this. No. Why don't, they'll understand.
Right. And
this
alcohol.
Is a game. You gotta do this. They're sleep deprived.
Yes.
They're drunk.
They're exhausted. Everything.
It's like they're just trying to get airtime.
Break out star.
You know, I read this thing this weekend about this former contestant on another reality type competition show. And she claimed that her childhood traumas were manipulated and had she was manipulated to use it. And they were, you know, they used it, you know, and profited from it is what she was basically saying. And it dawned on me at that moment that the reason why they knew about your childhood traumas is because you probably used it as leverage to get on the show.
That is true.
Now, I'm not saying that people, like, I think when you're a contestant on one of these newer shows earlier on in the seasons, no one can Google who you are.
Yeah.
No one can Google your past.
Right.
So I feel
it's what you reveal in the tapes.
It's what you reveal in the tapes. And I tell this to everybody. Don't reveal anything you don't want to know. And if you do reveal it, make sure you reveal it on your own time.
Right.
Make sure that you can control it.
Because if you put out all those cards to the producers before you ever get picked, which most of them do because they think, oh, well, I need a story. I need to have layers to me. I need to have depth, thinking all this stuff. So they reveal everything. Well, the producers know that, so they're going to ask you about it. You're going to get in that confessional, and they're going
to
say,
it's like being able to get on The Price is Right. The Price is Right. You go through that line, honey. They don't want boring. But if you say something, hey, and I do this, and da-da-da-da-da, they're like, ha-ha. Come on down.
Yes.
And by the way, I love your outfit. But I had a reality show called Raising Whitley on OWN for years, but I was an executive producer, and I said, I have to be in the editing room because you would see something, you're like, oh, did I say that?
Right.
Or did I do that? Or I was drinking, or, oh, that's horrible. But as an executive producer, you can say, nope, absolutely. There's some things I did on my reality show. Absolutely, they probably have it in the vault.
They're ready to whip it out.
They will whip it out. But those are things you wouldn't notice.
I say things I cringe about all the time, and I'm always like, oh my God, why did I say that? And I think to myself, like, gosh, if I had a camera on me at all times, that would be really bad.
Oh my God, it would be good. It'd be juicy, y'all, because she'd be talking mad in the commercial break that she don't want to say on camera, and it would be good.
But I feel sorry for them.
I don't feel sorry for them, because guess what? If you go on Survivor and you complain about being hungry, I can't, because
yes,
you know the game. I'm not going on Amazing Race and wondering why I'm not in America.
See, I kind of feel bad because these are not, like, you know the game because you are so, like,
but
involved in it.
We're talking season 21. We're talking season 21.
They're still pulling people out of, like, the Midwest, out of the, you know, they don't know what's going on. They watch it, but they don't understand the behind the scenes.
I say that.
Carissa,
I agree with you. I disagree with you.
Carissa, I love you. We're not talking about going to a mall and saying, hey, you're really cute. You should come on The Bachelorette. We're talking about people coming.
Some people are nominated by their family members or their friends.
And they're going to 4 audition calls. They're going to background checks. They're going to all of these
things.
Maybe
you're just charismatic and sweet and innocent, and that's the reason
true.
Why they're
And you get caught up. You get caught up in the circle with the people. Like you said, the girls are talking to you. And you're like, you're not watching yourself on camera. Because sometimes you're on camera, you know, I'm sitting there, y'all never tell me when I'm sitting like this. You never say nothing. I'm sitting like this, you don't say anything.
Let me tell you something.
That's like Matt James looking back at the season now and being like, I kiss with my eyes open.
Yes.
That's so embarrassing. I didn't know I did that.
You guys, if Joey Greco walked through that door right now, I would know exactly what he's here for. Somebody cheated. He up in here about to expose you. Let's do this. If Chris Hansen walked in here, somebody is a predator. What the hell happened? We have watched. I didn't try out for those shows. I don't know what goes on behind them, but you know certain things happen on reality shows just from watching reality
TV. Not everybody is as savvy.
I was going to say savvy, smart. You don't think about it. And you regret. I think sometimes we get caught up. I think that's what happens.
I think
they get caught up in the moment. They're surrounded by yes people that are saying, like, it's a good idea, and they encourage it. I don't think that the producers manipulate them, but they highly encourage them to do it.
Right. Well, Jessica, have
anything
you ever done anything?
Well,
how about you? Have you ever done anything that you're like,
Every day.
Oh, God.
Every single day. But you know what I don't do? I don't blame a producer for it.
What do you say? It was on me? I shouldn't have done that? What do you do?
If I mess up, I just take the L and I keep it moving and I move on to the next day.
Before you were on television, like before you really got who you are now.
Oh, I was making excuses about everything. 100%. Oh, yeah, yeah. I was blaming everybody
else. So that's the state that these people are on, right? This is the
phase
in their lives.
They're deflecting.
And then maybe in 10 years, they'll get over it.
Some of them are, well, I guess some of them, it comes out. The truth does come out. Who you are, the core of who you are, will come out on a reality show.
Yeah,
and by the way, I have
says.
Never met one person on The Bachelor or on Real Housewives or on any other reality show that didn't call, DM, or text another contestant that already went before them. Every housewife, no matter what city,
right,
I've never met him.
Nice.
They're like, oh my God, can you tell us about Housewives? I'm like, wow, am I like the Oracle of Housewives? Like, what are you talking about? But yes, I'll give you,
the
play-by-play. I have a two-hour seminar on it.
But everyone's trying to be a breakout, too. I'm not going to mention any names, but you know some of these housewives, I knew them. You know, we were friends and key. Honey, they got on these reality shows, and they have turned into a bitch.
Oh. Say the name.
I am not saying that. You know who I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Wait, what's your tease about our surprise guest?
Oh, the next tease is, he was once a bad boy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really? That's all?
That's it? That's.
But now he's an angel.
Okay.
No, once a bad boy, always a bad boy.
I'm with you there. Coming up, you guys, we're going to hang with Billy Porter. He is here to talk about fashion, self-care, so much more. Don't go anywhere. Love
that.
Billy.
Okay, look at the hat. Look.
The gag.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. It's time for the Hollywood Minute, and we're starting these 60 seconds with Evan Rachel Woods. She's making some pretty serious allegations against her ex-fiancé, Marilyn Manson. Evan posted that he horrifically abused her for years. She said in a 2016 interview that she had been abused but hadn't named him before this. Manson's previously denied the allegations. We've reached out to him for response but haven't heard back. Okay, let's lighten it up and talk about J-Lo's new leading man. He's that guy right there, Josh Duhamel. That's right, People Magazine reports it's a done deal that Josh will co-star in the romantic comedy Shotgun Wedding. Armie Hammer originally had the part, but left after all the drama around his personal life. And Kylie Jenner celebrated daughter Stormy with a dreamy birthday trip to Turks and Caicos. They stayed at a private villa and brought in year three with a super fun girls trip with friends and family. Come on, I'd like Kylie to plan my next birthday. Just saying. And that's your Hollywood Minute. Okay, SNL is back with John Krasinski hosted last weekend with Machine Gun Kelly as the musical guest. And things got a little weird.
I think we gotta give them what they want, Jim. Jim, you gotta kiss Pam.
John Krasinski sings the long-lost lyrics to the original Office theme song, which he wrote himself.
Scranton, 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 Scranton.
Nice. All right, well, what you might have missed was Pete Davidson and Machine Gun Kelly falling off the stage at the end of the show. Ouch. Not good.
I lived for it. That's what you get for not being 6 feet apart.
Yeah, there you go.
By the way, I love that Machine Gun Kelly thought he was like Superman picking up Pete Davidson.
No. Oh, that just made my life.
But no one turned around.
Oh,
really.
My, there he's like,
no one. Did you see the rest of the cast? It's like, uh-huh. So,
we're like COVID protocol.
Poor guys. Okay, well, Megan Fox supported her man, posting that Machine Gun Kelly's performance was the best that the show has ever seen. Now, remember on Friday's show, we talked about how these two are igniting engagement rumors because she's been wearing a ring on that special finger. Well, she also posted a picture of an F-U ring on that finger as well. Was this a direct response to the headlines?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think so. It's right there.
I think Miss Fox is enjoying this glow up moment. Yeah. I think she should enjoy it. Yeah. Like, you know, as an actress that hit it big in like the early 2000s, like she's been waiting for this moment to come around again. And it just so happens she's having this moment with somebody that she actually loves. So, you know what? Play into it. Have some fun with the media. You know, they've had fun with you over the years, so why not?
I like that. Absolutely. Yeah.
I also think that ring's very cool. I want it.
I want that ring also.
Can't wait for you to go to PTA with that on. Awesome. Can't wait for it to get stuck on.
What did you say about my son? What did he do?
Oh, my God. Are you glad that SNL's back after the hiatus? Everybody's excited. Yeah. I thought they were going to touch on something with the inauguration, the election, and that didn't happen. I was like, come on.
I think they need Alec Baldwin. They need Jim Carrey. They need all of those people to come back in. And I don't think they want to sit in that bubble for that long just for one skit.
Oh, true.
I think what they did touch on was the vaccine, the rollout, and all of that stuff, handling it. And I like that.
Yeah, well, and John Krasinski, you had to do the Office stuff, so it kind of makes sense. Yeah. Hey, okay, what's our tease for surprise guest?
Yes, next one.
Yeah, you're like,
okay. So he was on a reality show that left and came back.
One of the...
Don't say it.
Okay, keep thinking about it. All right, after the break, Zendaya's opening up about the person who inspires her the most. Plus, our wild new interview with Tiffany Haddish. Get ready to shake your booty. That's next.
Give me a name or somebody that has inspired you.
Miss Regina King. Who is a director, which I hope to one day be able to do. Then like being able to direct and create the things you want to see, I'm inspired by that. Also, my grandmother. You know, talking to your grandmother is like soul food, you know what I mean? It's like there's something that it fulfills and it you can't get that from anywhere else. She's always inspired me and like I've always kind of looked up to her, whether it was like playing around in her clothes and in her heels. So maybe she's the reason why I love fashion the way I do, because she was an absolute glamazon.
Oh my gosh, that's so sweet. Talking to your grandmother's like soul food. That's perfect. That's exactly right. Yeah. That's Zendaya helping us celebrate Black History Month. We'll have more great moments like that all month long on Daily Pop. And you can also take out your phone and scan the QR code on your screen to check out even more coverage at E! Online. All right, get ready to laugh because Justin just did a hilarious interview with the hilarious Tiffany Haddish and Godfrey.
I don't know how this interview went left, but Tiffany Haddish is shaking her ass, confessing her guilty pleasure, and I think I found out how she keeps her man calm and happy.
Okay, that's my baby girl.
You are looking like a snack right now. What is going on?
I'm just over here eating my grapefruits, you know, getting my vitamin C.
What else you doing with that grapefruit?
You know,
just grapefruit them.
What?
Yeah, I ain't never grapefruited before.
I remember what you taught me about that grapefruit. Is that a fat burner?
It's a fat burner.
Is that what's keeping you in that relationship right now? That grapefruit?
No, my conversation is way better than my grapefruit. Then my grapefruit is real good too, so.
You've been on this 30-day, get my body right, snack size myself.
Oh, if I had a bra on, I would take my little jumper off and show you, but I ain't got that. Because we letting them free.
I want to know, though. I want to know. There you go. Yeah, yeah, show that booty. Twerk it out.
Yaddy.
I got to know. What are you like when you get hangry?
Oh, I ain't nice. Ooh. I'm going to have an attitude. You say something crazy. I'm going to think. Here, I'm going to focus on what? Excuse me. And here goes the other thing, too. I warn you. I'll be like, you know my heart is right.
It's very controlled, though. It's a very controlled anger, but it's seething. And everyone just starts to kick in the gear and go,
people be bringing me candies and crackers.
Meanwhile, Common is walking around with a pack of saltines in his pocket, and we all know why.
Now he be keeping them juices, them energy juices, the celery and the peach mango juice and stuff like that.
Welcome to Bay Ready Season 2.
I'm Nigerian, okay?
but people question me.
They want us to be like, hello, everybody. I am happy to be here.
Season 2 of They Ready coming to Netflix. Are there things that you can't say in 2021 that you wish you could talk about?
Art and comedy should parallel what's going on in the world. And there's been a lot of stuff going on. And I mean, we're wearing masks. I gotta talk about it. You feel me?
Right?
It's gonna be off the chain.
Are you ready?
I cannot wait for They Ready.
I missed you, Justin.
Look, we have to hang, girl. Come on.
Call me, please.
That must be a Cali thing.
Oh, it's straight up a Cali thing. But she bougie. She ain't serving wine coolers at her apartment no more.
No, not at the apartment no more. No, we got actual wine.
Wait, let me ask you this. What's the one thing you promised yourself you would never go back to if you ever had money?
But I went back to it twice already.
What was it?
Bologna.
What?
Fried bologna.
Oh, and the way it folds up.
Like
it gets a little, crispy on the edges.
You know what? I should do a tea party and make sure one of the options is the fried bologna sandwich. I'll cut it up real nice in the triangles, put it on the tray real pretty. I do really nice tea parties.
With fried bologna,
how funny is she?
My baby girl, been knowing her since she was 14 years old, and she is just like that. She's been like that, and she's still just like that. Yeah,
I'm very proud of her. She's like so energetic and happy all the time. Yes. And that's how she always is?
Always is, always has been. Just pure joy.
She's someone you want to be around, right? Yeah. Like, make sure Tiffany's coming to the party. Mm-hmm. All right, coming up, you guys, Billy Porter is joining us live to talk things fashion and more. Plus, it's almost time for our surprise guests. I still don't know who it is, but they are here with a big announcement. That's coming up. What's our tease?
B.I. Okay, you guys, we have been teasing you all day, and it's finally time for our surprise guest. Last guest?
No, Ronnie from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, Ronnie from the Jersey Shore. That's actually a good guess.
Kristen and Jay are back together.
Close enough. Oh. From the Hills, New Beginning, is Jason Waller and his wife, Ashley Waller. How are you guys?
So good. Thank you so much for having us this morning.
I honestly have to be honest. I got a text last night from my friend Jason, and he was like, I have some really important news to share with you. And he shared the news with me. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I can't keep the secret. So I'm going to need you to come on Daily Pop and share this news with everybody in America.
What is it?
Please tell your big news.
We are having a baby.
Now, I don't know this part. What are you guys having?
Go ahead.
Should we say it on three?
Yeah. Okay.
One, two, three. We're having a boy.
I knew it.
That's so Look awesome. At that. Congratulations. Like, how far Thank along you. Are we? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling great. I'm actually halfway. I'm 20 weeks.
Wow, girl. Okay. You hit that well. Good job.
So what is 20 weeks? What the weeks? Where's the month?
It's 5 months.
It's hard with the month just gets confusing when you're trying to calculate the weeks and the months. It sounds like it'd be easy in your head, but it's not.
It's
but
not easy.
The regular people, we can't get into all the
It's over 3 months.
Okay.
So your level right there. I'm like, give me the months.
100%. So look, I know you guys are having a second baby, so I thought it would be really great to talk to Carissa about some of the things that you should expect of baby number two. Do you guys have any questions for a mommy expert here?
Yeah. I mean,
how much sleep are you getting?
Well, let's not worry about that right now. Let's just celebrate the joy of having another little one. Sleep is overrated.
Have you guys told your Hills co-stars yet? And who was the most excited to hear the news?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I would have to say Brandon was probably the most excited out of all of them.
Yeah.
That'd be my guess.
Yeah, everyone's really surprised. So it's been really, really fun. We're excited for everyone to see the show.
Oh my God.
You guys, since we have you here, The Hills New Beginnings is coming back for season two. I'm guessing the pregnancy is going to be on there. No, this all was shot before.
You'll have to watch.
You're going to have to watch it. It's a part of the journey.
I'm so excited. Okay, well, what else can you tease for the season?
I'll tell you this. I think out of all the seasons I've ever been associated with, I think this is going to be the best one.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
Drama, drama.
Because it's been the fact that everybody's been able to get to know each other, you know, again, and get reconnected. It really allotted us the opportunity to see who we connected with and who we didn't. So, you know, this season definitely is a lot more raw and real.
Okay, while we have you here, I have to ask you guys, what did you think of the Kristen and Jay Instagram photo coming out and all this Southern Charm drama happening? Do you think these two are done for good, or there might be room for reconciliation?
Ooh, that's a good question.
What do you think?
Because it's so good that I didn't even know any of this.
we're listening.
I've been focusing on my baby. Yeah,
right, that was a good one.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait to see the baby. And thank you guys so much for coming on the show and letting me share your good news with America. Where can people check out? Because I know you guys have that YouTube channel. Where can people check out your journey on YouTube?
You can go to, it's called Jaws. It's Jaws Diaries, which is Ashley and I going through our, you know, our battle with substance abuse and codependency. So if you go to YouTube and just enter Jaws Diaries.
Oh my God. Well, thank you guys so much.
Congratulations.
How awesome is that?
Yay.
I'm like crying.
All the good vibes.
Boys and girls.
We'll be back with Billy Porter after this. That was fun. That was a good one.
I literally was like, we cannot just keep this in a text message.
So, thank you guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, my God. This is awesome. Joining us live via Skype, please welcome the one and only Billy Porter, everybody.
Hi.
I got to ask you, how has 2021 been treating you so far?
You know, 2021 is complicated, but I'm hopeful. You know, we have a new administration that is actually looking to take care of us and looking to get America back on track. So, you know, that's hopeful. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah.
You know, Pose is back shooting with COVID protocols. So that has been really lovely to be back at work.
Yes.
You know, and I've just been leaning into my this new self-care boundaries and balance person I have come to know in quarantine.
I gotta know, but what self-care Sundays like look like for you? Like, what's going on in Billy Porter's self-care spa?
Well, I am one for a massage, so that will happen. That happens. You know, spending time with my husband is really something over quarantine. You know, quality time, real quality time that we've discovered we didn't actually naturally have. So that's been amazing. And we just got a puppy.
I saw BLM is so cute. Who is giving in to her more? Is it you or your husband who's spoiling her more?
You know, I have fallen pretty hard.
Oh,
you know,
of course.
Adam has more time with her because, you know, I'm just gone so much. But to see the two of them together, to see how he cares for her, you know, is just, I've never had a pet. So, you know,
they
do all the things that everybody says they do. They do all the things. Yes.
Look, I cannot wait for this world to open up because I just need a fashion death drop, and you always give us one. And I know you're planning something stunning. Is there a designer that you're dying to work with in 2021 that you haven't worked with yet?
You know, I am now working with Ty Hunter, who is my new stylist. And we really, through quarantine, have really been able to just get a handle on getting the driver's seat of the train that took off. You know, it just took off so quick that, like, you know, I just wanted to make sure that what I'm saying, you know, as I walk onto these red carpets and into these events, as a walking piece of political art, that's what I'm trying to be. Every time that we're clear.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm not sure what it's going to be, but I'm clear about the conversation that I'm trying to have.
And the message.
I have a big piece coming out. Yeah, and the message. And I have a big piece coming out and in style in April, which I'm really excited about. So, you know, I'm on the fashion train. It's another way I express myself.
You know, I got a VIP ticket to that fashion train. I will be in that first class seat, ready and willing to eat all the peanuts and drink all the drinks that you will be serving. And speaking of serving.
The champagne talk.
Oh, the champagne better not be burnt on the first class.
Never.
Speaking of fashion trade. The Blue Jacket Fashion Show, we get to see you this Thursday. Tell us about this event and why you got involved.
So a friend of mine, Frederick Anderson, who founded this organization is, you know, he's an old friend of mine from my Broadway days, our early Broadway days in the 90s. He's an old gypsy, Broadway gypsy. I'm a Broadway gypsy.
Yes.
And he called me a couple of years back to be a part of the Blue Jacket Fashion Show, which is, you know, focused on prostate cancer and care for men. And, you know, I have reached an age. I am a man of a certain age where that...
You got to start thinking about it.
...is necessary. I have to start thinking about it. My father had prostate cancer. Oh. It's in my family. So, you know, the awareness to just bring light to the issue.
Yeah.
You know, 1 out of 7 Black men are diagnosed with prostate cancer. Get tested. You know, it's really easy. It's really easy. Just get tested. If you get tested, then you can know. And when you know, it's really, you know, it's really possible
to treat.
To have it not go too far. To treat,
My God. Well, I cannot wait to check this out. Billy Porter this Thursday at the Blue Jacket Fashion Show. You people better check this out. Get your first class tickets. Honey, and get your first class tickets to this fashion trade. And I will be there when InStyle comes out in April, eating up every little morsel. Have a good one, Billy Porter. We're going to be right back, everybody.
You too.
Billy, you already know. Isn't he so cute?
The Super Bowl is this Sunday, which combines two of my favorite things, competition and drinking beer. So we're going to have a beer bottle opening contest inspired by this TikTok hack.
All you need is 2 beer bottles, one with the lid right under the other, and you are going to hold them like so, and you're going to give it a kick. Not too hard now. You don't want to break your fingers, okay?
She is so competitive. She changed her shoes for this.
I ain't ruining my heels, and how am I going to win this with heels? Come on.
Oh, this is about to be bad.
All right, we got 30 seconds to see how many beer bottles we can open with this hack. Ready?
Wait.
Set. Go.
Okay, here goes. Watch this. Brilliance.
All right, hold on. This.
I don't know if this is going to work.
Oh, I see why you hurt your hands. I see why you hurt your hands. No. Wait a minute.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
I have such petite hands, I can't get it open.
How did that girl do that? She was
I don't know what's going on.
Ow, this is hurting my
your hands.
Wait, I think I almost have it.
She's been practicing this. Wait, I got it. She had to
I don't trust TikTok. That's why I don't watch TikTok.
This, you know what? I got it. I got it.
Well, none of us are going to be chugging a beer.
I got it. Ow, my heel hurts.
Congratulations to all, none of us. We are all losers in this challenge. Okay.
This is why I don't do beer bottles. How about that? Let's just. Hold on, here we go. Watch this. I got it. Put it under.
Oh,
look.
Wait, I got it.
Did you
did?
One?
No, you didn't. Hold oh, you on. Did. It's coming up. It's coming up. Wait.
Oh, there you go. I hear it. Go.
You got to have it underneath.
Idea.
Ah! Okay. Wait, you got
one.
It.
Wrong one. I clicked the wrong one.
I got it.
You do. Wait, I'm kicking it the wrong way. Wait, hold on. So underneath. Wait, I was kicking the wrong bottle.
You know what we do back in the hood?
Wait.
There we go!
What did she do?
Chug it.
Oh.
Bye, guys. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bachelorette Tayshia will be here.
Oh, my God. This is the worst.